Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, haven't we all been sucked into that black hole of endless scrolling? Ever find yourself feeling like you've just spent an hour on Instagram, watching perfectly curated lives, and suddenly realize you're comparing your whole reality to a highlight reel? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the dark side of social media and learning how to navigate it without losing ourselves in the process. First things first, remember that curated feeds are like a carefully crafted illusion. Those perfect moments you see online are often just snippets, edited to perfection, highlighting only the best parts of someone's life. It's easy to get caught up in this comparison game, feeling inadequate or envious. But here's the truth. Everyone has struggles, insecurities, and bad days. Social media often amplifies those highlight reels, making it feel like everyone else is winning except you. Next up, be mindful of your time. I know, easier said than done, right? We live in a world where our phones are practically extensions of ourselves. But seriously, set boundaries. Schedule specific times for social media and stick to them. Treat those apps like visitors, welcome them in for a visit, but don't let them overstay their welcome. Speaking of boundaries, unfollow accounts that drain you. You know those profiles that leave you feeling negative or anxious after scrolling? It's okay to say goodbye. Remember, your mental well-being is more important than keeping up with everyone else. Fill your feed with inspiring content, positive messages, and accounts that genuinely uplift you. Now, let's talk about fostering a real connection with your offline world. Social media can be great for staying in touch, but it shouldn't replace face-to-face interactions. Make time for meaningful conversations with loved ones, engage in activities that bring you joy, and nurture those real-life connections. Remember, the goal isn't to ditch social media altogether, that's unrealistic. It's about using it consciously and intentionally. Think of it as a tool, not a master. You get to decide how you use it, what you consume, and who you connect with. Ever find yourself scrolling late into the night, feeling drained and unproductive? Maybe you compare your life to those seemingly perfect Instagram feeds and start questioning your own worth. That's the dark side of social media rearing its ugly head. I know because I've been there, feeling that constant pressure to keep up, to present a flawless image online. It took me realizing how much time I was losing, how drained I felt, and how it was negatively impacting my self-esteem before I decided to take control. That's when I started setting boundaries. I scheduled specific times for social media and followed accounts that made me feel anything but good and focused on filling my feed with inspiring content. It wasn't easy at first, but I slowly saw a difference. I felt less anxious, more productive, and most importantly, more confident in myself. Here's the takeaway. You are not defined by your social media presence. Your worth isn't measured by likes or followers. Focus on cultivating genuine connections, nurturing your passions, and living a life that brings you joy both online and offline. Remember, you are in control of your digital experience. Don't let social media dictate your self-worth or consume your time. Set those boundaries, curate your feed intentionally, and remember to always prioritize your well-being. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on this episode. What strategies are you using to navigate the dark side of social media? Leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, stay true to yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.